Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. The secret ingredient to marketing is out. And to understand what the secret is, first we have to understand what marketing is. And once we understand what marketing is, now we can do it more often, because the secret is helping us communicate effectively even more. And see, when you market and understand what you are doing, the connection that you can bring to others will be so impactful, will be so inspiring, because you have learned the secret ingredient to marketing. See, marketing is a worldwide action that a lot of individuals have no idea what they're doing. But a lot of individuals are doing it, and they're doing it because they're putting themselves out there. They putting themselves out there in a way where others can see what they're doing. See, I remember when I first started my t-shirt brand, Failure's Knowledge, when I started my first t-shirt brand when I was in the Marine Corps, I had to get people's attention to even say, hey, I have something here. Would you like to purchase it? Hey, what size are you? I have a shirt just for you. Hey, what is your favorite color? Do you like red or cream? Because at the time I had only two colors. What is your favorite color? Because I can get that. I can get you your favorite color. See, marketing is just putting yourself out there in front of the right individuals that will purchase what you have to offer. So in today's video, we're going to talk about the secret ingredient for you to start applying it and having it and build it for yourself. So the secret ingredient to marketing, this one I want to write on the board. The secret ingredient, GREDIENT, to marketing. There we go. The secret ingredient to marketing. And so the reason why this is important, the reason why this came about is because, excuse me, I like to make marketing simple and easy for everyone to start doing for themselves. So when we start understanding what the words are and start applying it for ourselves, now we can grow throughout our lives, throughout our skills, throughout everything that we're doing, because we understand what we are saying, doing, and understanding. See, marketing is a skill that can be learned. It's a skill that you already have. It's a skill that you are not even focused on. See, one thing that I learned when I started and made my mind up for when I started my t-shirt brand, I knew it was going to be challenging. I knew it was going to be difficult. Yet I didn't understand how difficult it was going to be. I had to go around every day asking, hey, would you like to buy this shirt? Are you interested in purchasing this shirt? I had to see someone first have a shirt to say I can do it as well. So the first t-shirt company or t-shirt brand that I ever saw was a podcast company called Mono Moto. It was like I don't even know how to describe it. It was kind of like a dirt bike riding podcast. And so they were speaking to individuals that ride bikes, that's professionals, that's been doing it for a long time. But what caught my attention, one was the podcasting. And it's interesting that I'm actually thinking about this. The podcast setup caught my attention. And when it caught my attention, the how What how it caught my attention was that they had microphones, they had lightings, they had a table, and they had a place where they can do an interview. At the time, I didn't know it was called an interview. I just thought it was a regular conversation. Nonetheless, I'm seeing this, and then on the side of where the podcast was already going, they had another shirt, or they had another section where the shirts was at. So not only was this podcast going on, this podcast was going, that's interesting. Okay, that's interesting. That is interesting. I just really thought about how I just started doing podcasts. That is crazy. I just really thought about it by sharing this story. Furthermore, I apologize. I digress. And so as I'm looking to the left, I'm seeing these shirts, and it's called Moto Moto Live. And fortunately enough, the guy that was hosting the podcast, hosting the conversation, he let me get a shirt. He let me get two shirts. So not only was it something that inspired me, because today I'm still talking about it, it was something that encouraged me because I saw the secret ingredient to marketing. I didn't know at the time that it was marketing. I just knew it was something different. It was something different because it was something I've never saw before, or I never paid attention to. Put it like that. I really never paid attention to it. Then when I just sat down, we was at the hotel. It was doing, excuse me. It was doing COVID, and as it was doing COVID, I saw someone that had a podcast, that had a professional podcast, and they intrigued me in a way where it inspired me. So not only did he have a shirt, so if he have a shirt, if he has a podcast, I don't have a podcast, but I can get a shirt. I can get some shirts made. So that's what I did back in 2021. Oh, I'm sorry, 2021, when I was serving the Marine Corps, me and Jack, we kicked it off. That was his name. That's the host of the podcast. We kicked it off. I'm asking the question. Excuse me. I'm asking him questions about the shirts, and he's just talking to me. He's communicating with me. He's really just inspiring me that I can do it. And when as he was inspiring me that I can do it, I asked him if I can get a shirt. He was like, yeah, man, they free. Go ahead, get one. I said, okay, cool. So I get one. And when I go upstairs and look at the shirt, try the shirt on, he was like, yeah, man, try it on. Make sure you can try it. I mean, fit it. And then if you can't fit it, just come out and get another size. I said, okay. I go upstairs, try the shirt on. And then I realized, one, I can fit it. Okay? Great size. Phenomenal size. Two, this is good material. This is a okay material for a shirt brand. So to have a clothing brand, you just have to have a logo and put your logo on the t-shirt in the most simplest way. But when you get a lot of money and you can create your own, whatever the case is. So I'm not at that level, right? But I'm at a phase where I can have a logo and put my logo on a shirt and then sell the shirt for some money or for an ideal, for something. And so when I was exposed to the podcast, when I saw the podcast, I got a spark of inspiration because it encouraged me to get some shirts, to purchase some shirts. So the first batch of shirts that I bought, that I purchased, came from me seeing someone do it. So the secret ingredient is understanding that the answers is all around us. That's the point I want to hit on. The answers is all around us. Answers all around. I'm put around. All around. And see, this is so important. This is so incredible. This is so inspiring. Is that when we understand that the answers are all around us, we have to start opening our eyes to what's around us. To what's around us and why it even matter. And what's the importance of it. So when as I was there watching the podcast first, when I learned more about it, we was having a meeting. My unit, when I was in the Marine Corps, we was having a meeting about how the day went or how the event went or something could come from it. And as we're having the meeting, I don't hear nothing going on. Nothing's going on. And prior to us having the meeting, I see flyers. I see flyers that says, Moto Moto Live, live podcast. Live podcast. What? So if you've never been to a hotel or the one that was we was in Arlington. We was in Arlington. So when we went up the stairs, we're able to look down at the balcony, look down at the first floor, just to see like the when you enter the hotel. So I was able to see that, but I'm watching it. I'm walking up the stairs, but I'm just looking down. I'm looking at it. I'm like, it really has my attention. It really has my attention in a way where I can't get my mind off of, where I can't get my eyes off of, where I can't stop looking at it. And so as I'm looking and really just amazed from it, amazed by the setup, amazed by the flyers, amazed by what the conversation was, I had a spark that I can do it. I had an interest that I believe that I can do it. And see, it wasn't the fact that I was talking myself out of it. I was just really amazed with what this even was, with the production of it, with the setting of it, how it showed up, and how they showed up, how they communicated. And see, the reason why it's so important with marketing is because marketing is all around us. You have answers all around you that will help you not only stand out, but will help you stand out in a different way. That will help you connect in a different way. That will help you communicate in a different way. See, it's so important to really understand that the answers all around us is helping us understand what we are even becoming. And I say that because I didn't know I was going to become what I'm being today. And it really taught me that when you start to do something, you get a spark of inspiration from someone, from something, just from seeing it, just from being around it, just from watching it. See, your inspiration comes from watching others. The answers are all around you because we have social media, right? Oftentimes, social media is the answer to everything, but even though it's the answer to everything, it's too much. It's too many answers. It's too many answers. So how do you properly market and gain the secret and gain the knowledge for yourself? See, not knowing that I will be and continue to do what I'm doing today, what I did 4 years ago or half a decade ago, was that it came from me seeing. It came from me being around an environment that's doing something different. It came from me understanding that if this person can do it, why can't I do it? So I wasn't disqualifying myself. I was asking myself, how can I do it? But matter of fact, I stopped asking, how can I do it? I asked the man that already did it. He already had his shirts. He had maybe two different kinds of shirts. So I can go to a resource. I can go to someone and ask, hey, I'm thinking about doing this shirt brand, and the shirt brand is just starting, so I have no idea what I'm doing. What advice would you give? Where should I start? So the labels on the shirt, does that really matter? What does that even mean? Like the polyester, the cotton, which one is better? Is the cotton better than the polyester? Why is it mixed? So I'm able to ask someone because of someone is already doing what I would like to do. See, marketing is getting around and seeing answers around you and developing critical skills to start getting analytical to find answers to help you in your journey. So to get critical means to think. To get analytical means to ask. Why? Because you have to break down what you are thinking. Right? The let's look up the actual terminology of critical thinking, because I believe that will serve a greater purpose, a greater reason than just so we can see it together. Critical definition. Hold on, critical definition. It says, hello. There we go. Let me move this to the side so y'all can see. Let me move it to the side. Okay. Expressing adverse or disapproving comments or judgments. Okay. Expressing or involving an analysis of the merits, faults, or, yeah, analysis. Involving or analysis. Evaluate. A synonym is evaluate. To look, to study, to learn, to observe. See, when you have critical skills, you identify what answers matter to you. What answers and responses are you getting, or are you seeing, or can you see? See, oftentimes, it's the answers that we don't see that matters the most, because it's the answers that we don't even know we're looking for. I didn't know I would be inspired to start a shirt brand.
let alone be consistent with the podcasting, because now I can see what this podcasting can become. Now I can feel what this podcasting can do. I can express what the podcasting can do for others, right? Calvin say, facts, that's my drive right now. Millions are making money off of social media. I've decided to hop in to eventually make some money too. And see, Kavi, that's so powerful that you even recognize that. See, marketing is identifying what answers are around you. Yes, people are making a lot of money, but how are they making money? They're not just making videos. Don't just get stuck in just making videos. Yes, you have to learn how to make the videos, but there's more that goes on behind the scene. The secret ingredient to marketing is knowing what the more is. You have to find the answers that are that's around you and pay attention to things that we don't even understand. So where, how are you supposed to do something like that when you don't even know what you're looking for? I started to ask questions to people that was doing what I wanted to do. That was already in the process of it. They've already had success. Apparently it's success. It's something. Apparently they have more experience than I do. So how can I really find the answers around me? I have to start talking to many different people in the same industry or the same skill set to learn more faster. So if I try to go on social media, it's a lot of information on there. It's great information. It's phenomenal information. I'm on social media now. It's phenomenal information. If y'all haven't subscribed yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button, because it's phenomenal information. And so even though there's a lot of information, finding the right information for you at the right moment matters the most, because this is where you find your answers. This is where you find your answers, because there's answers all around us. There's different people with different experiences around us. There's different struggles and strengths and experience that someone has went through, built, and gained for themselves. And knowing that we don't have to have the answers for our journey right now, but in due time we will. Someone that has started, that's been doing the work longer than I have, already have for what I've been through. So as I'm asking about the shirts, I'm asking about the brand, I'm asking about the material, like how much did you have to pay? And how many shirts did you get? What's a good amount of shirts to get for something that you want to sell? Right? I didn't know what to ask, but I knew I had an idea of what to ask. I mean, asking questions gave me a better understanding of what I should be asking. Because there's no such thing as wrong questions. There's no such thing as wrong questions. Hold on. Not wrong. I apologize. There's no such thing as a dumb question. Here's why. Because different people, different individuals, different people, they have different level of experiences. They have different ways of thinking, different ways of doing things. And it bothers me a lot every time I go to an establishment, or I'm talking to my friend, I'm talking to my brothers, or anything of that nature, and they say something that I don't understand. And then I ask, what is that? The most annoying question is, you don't know what that is? If I knew what it was, would I be asking? Would I be asking? See, when the answers are all around us, you have to know what you are looking for. Oftentimes, people experience the knowledge is completely different. And when you ask questions, you're finding the right answers for yourself. So I learned at the moment that I wasn't expecting to learn something, I learned how to ask questions in a way that can help me gain knowledge in a faster way. That will help me gain a better understanding for something that I would like to do, for something that I have a thought for. So as I'm in Texas in serving in the Marine Corps, I'm just seeing this podcast just go on and have this conversation. Just go on and just communicate with one another. Have fun. Sponsorships. I didn't even know what a sponsorship even was. But the mere fact that I saw someone doing it at a high level gave me inspiration that I can do it as well. So now we are in this meeting with the Marine Corps, and they breaking down, going throughout the day and everything of that nature. They're breaking down. I'm thinking of one thing. Please don't end this live so quickly. Please don't end this live because I really want to be there. I really just want to listen. I really just want to be present. I really just want to be there. And so when I learned that the answers was all around me, it gave me some type of boost. It gave me some type of inspiration. It gave me some type of drive and desire. And so when I discovered what answer I was looking for, I went to the source. I went directly to the source, the one that was hosting the podcast. And today, ironically enough, we're still cool. We're still in contact. We're still in contact because he's doing what he's been doing for a long time. I'm just finding my groove. My bad. Hold on. I'm finding my groove. I'm finding what I would like to do. And see, marketing is so important because the answers that are around you are the answers that will help you market even better. So to market yourself, you have to put yourself out there. How do you put yourself out there when you have no idea what you are putting yourself out there for? First one is to gain the knowledge. Two, gain knowledge. E-D-G-E. And you know how you gain knowledge? You ask questions. You ask questions. There's no such thing as a dumb question because the information that you are searching for is going to help you in your current phase in life. Marketing is asking the right questions, asking the concerns that you are looking for because it's helping you prepare and gain your knowledge and identify your skills and recognize that you can build your skills. See, oftentimes in marketing, we have to understand what the purpose is for. I'm going to go back to the guy, to Jack, the one that was hosting the podcast, the first one that I saw in person. I'm going to go back to him. When I saw him, the purpose was for him to get out into the open and do an interview and gain new eyes and new fans and a new audience to support his podcast. He was marketing himself because he understood what he was doing. He was more aware of what he was doing. Now, when you are aware of what you're doing, the outcome that comes from that is even better because you do it in a way where you're constantly marketing. Where you're constantly marketing, you're putting yourself out there. And by putting yourself out there, I'm not just saying you're putting yourself out there on social media. I'm not just saying you're putting yourself out there in person. I'm not just saying you're putting yourself out there when no one else even see what you are doing. See, marketing is putting yourself out there in a place where there's a lot of people at. Because when there's a lot of people there and you want to communicate with them or show them something, you have to get their attention. You have to get their attention. Just like with social media and all the videos getting posted per minute, per second. Let me see how many videos get posted per second. How many videos get, uploaded daily? Am I looking for daily? Even better. It says as of 2024. Hold on. Let me share my screen. It says as of 2024, around 3.7. million new videos are uploaded to YouTube. This is just YouTube. This is just one social media platform. Every day, which is about 271,333 hours of content. Why does that matter? Why does videos matter? Why does social media matter? Why does it even matter to market yourself? Because if you're not marketing yourself, you can't put yourself out there with the right people that's looking for your information. Marketing is communicating in a way where others see, can understand, can resonate with what you're saying. So I built a connection with Jack, the one, the podcaster that I saw. I built a relationship with him because, one, he was a former Marine. Two, I started asking questions. See, when I started asking questions, I was gaining more information because I was learning more about him. Not about his podcast, not about his shirts, about him. See, when I started to ask questions, I was unashamed of the type of questions I was asking. I was unashamed. In life, you have to be unashamed of the type of questions that you're asking, because the question that you're asking is to help you in life. It's to help you develop in life. It's to help you grow in life. Why is that important? See, that's a dumb question, or you didn't know that, is a question that really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Just because one person knows something that you are seeking the knowledge for doesn't mean you should stop asking for the information. Why? Because people are going to be people. People are going to be people. I have a level of understanding that, okay, that's fine. I've learned how to not let that bother me anymore. I've learned why it shouldn't bother me. Because if I'm asking a question, that means I'm intrigued to know more about it. The definition of intrigued. I'm going to read the Google definition rather than my definition. I'm going to read the Google definition instead of my definition. Because it's so important to know what these words mean, what these words are. Because it helps us over time. Inspiring. It says having the effect of. No, how you going to have the definition in the word of the definition? That's crazy. It says giving someone positive or creative feeling. The reason why that's so important, because we get inspiration from everything that's around us, from everyone that's around us, from everything that we encounter, we're getting some type of inspiration from it. Many times, we're just not aware of the type of inspiration that's coming from it. See, when I start to see that this man had a podcast, that Jack had a podcast, a good one at that, it gave me a level of confidence that I can do it as well. What stops a lot of people from marketing and putting themselves out there and discovering what's around them is the fact that they are closed off to learn more about the marketing, learn more about who they would like to communicate with, what they would like to ask, and be comfortable with the response that they get. Now, the type of response matters because it shows the level of your question. It shows how you are asking the question and how much information you can get from a person. So when I started to learn how to ask a question, I really started taking my podcasting seriously. Like, I was making a lot of different videos. I had a lot of different interviews. And so as I'm having these interviews, as I'm having these conversations, I'm learning more about the person that I'm interviewing. And so the last person that I interviewed, his name was Tim Ross. And I didn't do the best job with interviewing him. But I did a job because I didn't know. I was trying a new way of interviewing because I wanted to learn more about him. My opinion, I did a horrible job at it because I didn't properly prepare the type of questions I wanted to ask. So the questions I was asking seemed a tad bit redundant, a tad bit repeatable, and a tad bit it didn't bring as much value as I was looking for. And so first of all, when I asked if he'll be willing to do a podcast, he said, yeah. I'm like, for real? I'm like, what? Okay. He said, yeah, but so then I got to prepare. And what I learned is that you can over prepare when you are preparing for something that you're doing. And by overpairing, I'm saying you're constantly studying 24/7. You don't give yourself, your brain, a chance to relax. So I knew the interview didn't go so well because I didn't give myself time to relax and to be like, I know what I'm doing and I know what I'm looking for. I know the type of conversation I want to have. I know the questions I need to ask. See, as life is going on, you get better with what you're doing. You improve by doing it even more. And the reason why they're so important is because the secret ingredient to marketing is knowing that you're not going to discover it as quickly as it starts. It's not going to come to you quick. It's not going to come to you as fast as you would like for it to come, but it will come in a way that will help you understand what marketing even is. See, marketing is a skill that everyone has to develop. Marketing is a skill that everyone has to seek and learn and improve on. And by everyone, I know I shouldn't be saying everyone from my business, guys, from me learning more about business. I know I shouldn't be saying everyone. So the few that are looking to put themselves out there, they have to get comfortable with marketing themselves. About marketing, the definition of marketing is the activity or business of promoting and selling products or services, including market research and advertising. Why is that so important? Why is that definition so important? It's so important because it's marketing and knowing what the secret ingredients is gives us a direction to go. So before I even bought a shirt, I went to the source. And as I went to the source, I learned that I can do it as well. So I asked him, how many shirts did you purchase? He told me maybe 20. I said, okay, let me try 30. I'm gonna buy 30 shirts. He gave me a number. I just increased it just a tad bit. And so when I got the shirts, first off, it was a thought that came to reality. Because the thought came from me speaking to this man. Me speaking and getting inspiration from him. So it came from him. And for it to be there shows how quickly I acted on it. And it taught me that I can do it. I remember when the boss came and I cut it open. And I opened it. I said, hold on, let me close this bag. I got to make a video. I got my phone. Since the box was already cut open. I opened the box and I zoomed out. And as I'm zooming out, I said, ooh, that's crazy. That's crazy. Because the fact that the shirts is already here is mind blowing. Now that the shirts are here, what do I need to do with them? What do I need to do with these shirts that's already here right in front of me? That's already in my room. Because I was in Arkansas, we was in Texas on a COVID-19 mission. And what do I need to do with these shirts? So at the time, as I'm looking at these shirts, I'm like, I got to go start marketing myself. I got to go start getting attention and asking people if they would like to purchase a shirt. It's just a shirt. It's not like it's something harmful. No, it's just a shirt. And I say just because it's a shirt. The just part was me putting my ideal to it. So it's not just a shirt. It's an ideal that came from me. So the reason why I start to change what I say about what I do, because it matters the most. It matters when we understand what we are doing so we can market ourselves effectively. So we can market ourselves and get more awareness accordingly. And so when we... Excuse me. Hold on. So when I start to go around asking, hey, would you like to buy a shirt? Hey, would you like to purchase a shirt? Hey, would you like to buy a shirt? I start to learn that I was asking the wrong question. It wasn't the fact, hey, would you like to buy a shirt? I start to switch it. My marketing, the way I was communicating, was switching because I started to ask, hey, what size do you wear? Oh, you wear a medium? I have a medium in this shirt. What do you think of this shirt? Oh, you like it? I have PayPal, Cash App, Apple Pay, Venmo, Zelle. Whatever payment you have, I have. And it's only $29.99. So I sold the shirt because the way I communicated about the shirt was completely different than, hey, would you like to buy a shirt? Hey, would you like to purchase a shirt? Hey, I think this shirt would be good enough for you. So it wasn't the fact that I didn't know what I was doing. I just had to learn how to market myself. So the secret ingredient to marketing the secret ingredient to marketing is ask questions. Ask questions. The secret ingredient is ask questions. Why does that matter? Ask questions. The reason why that is so important, the reason why the secret ingredient is asking questions in marketing, because you have to understand and learn what you are and who you are serving, who you are helping, who you are selling to. And so marketing takes place when we understand who we are speaking to, who we are speaking with, and who we like to work with. See, the generic question, would you like to purchase a shirt, got me nowhere. So now I have to get creative and think about different ways that I can start asking if someone would like to buy a shirt, if someone is interested in buying a shirt, if someone would even like this shirt. And I remember as I was sitting, I remember this so good. As I was sitting outside of the meeting room, I sat there with my box, with the papers, with my payment methods, and I just sat there. And I remember getting asked. So why are you actually selling these shirts? Why are you actually selling these shirts? It was a question I wasn't prepared for, yet it was a question that meant the most to me. Why are you actually selling these shirts? What's the reason behind it? I said, to be honest, it's to empower people to believe in themselves. So with this hotel, you can see and look down from the second floor all the way to the entrance of the hotel. And so when I say, if you just look over the rail, you will see how many people got on a failure. It's not a shirt. I said, that's inspiring. That's inspiring. That's why I'm doing it. And so at the time, I didn't take a picture because that picture was so cold. That picture was so cold. I'm going to recreate it one day. One day I will create that picture. Furthermore, the secret ingredient to marketing is asking questions. And the reason why that is so important, because he asked me a question. Why are you really doing this? What's the purpose of you actually selling shirts? See, not only is asking questions the secret ingredient, the second part to that is answering the questions that get asked to you. So in life, you're going to have questions get presented to you, asking you why, how, when, where, what. I just forgot the order I just said. What do you do? Who do you do it for? Where do you do it at? How long you been doing it? What do you sell? So marketing is understanding that questions get asked for someone that's interested in doing business, okay, doing and working with someone that has something to work with. So at the time, when I answered the question, like if you look down over the balcony, this is why I'm doing it, because 60% of the people that's there have a failure's knowledge shirt. And I don't even have that many shirts to give. I wouldn't even say 60%, probably 30%, just a small batch, because I only had 30 shirts. Only had 30 shirts. But it gave me belief. It gave me awareness that I can do it. It gave me a type of inspiration that I can do it. And it all came from me seeing a podcast that was being hosted in the lobby of a hotel. That sold shirts in the lobby of the hotel. And see, it comes from recognizing the answers that we are looking for. If the next person can do it, why can't I do it? If the next person can have success, why can't I have success for myself as well? If the next person is succeeding, how can I succeed in my own way? I have to first be okay with asking questions. Be open to the questions be open to the answers that I would like to have. So that way, I know what I'm looking for. So I know what to prepare for. So I know what to seek. So seeing is believing, because when I believe, now I can do. And since now I can do, I have to understand that marketing has to continue to go on. Showing up has to continue to be displayed. Marketing has to be focused on every single day. Because it matters. The more you put yourself out there, the more you communicate to more individuals, the more it can come from it. The more it can actually come from it. Reason being is because when you're marketing, you're communicating in a way where others can see and be a part of what you are currently doing. And see, that's so important, because you're marketing, you're putting yourself out there, and you're learning that you are doing the thing that you would like to do. You are inspired by the thing that you are doing because you have the answers that's around you. See, understanding that as the world goes on, there's answers being presented. And yet when we start being open to the answers that we discover, now we start to understand how to work with it rather than against it. How to grow with it rather than against it, because in life it's going to show you that you're doing something right or you're doing something too early. There's no such thing as wrong. There's no such thing as a dumb question. I remember when I was in middle school and high school, hey, there's no such thing as a dumb question. If you have a question, do not feel afraid to raise your hand. When I was playing sports, when I was going to different programs, there's no such thing as a dumb question. If you have a question, raise your hand and ask. Because you never know, the person next to you might have the same question. The person next to you might not have as much courage as you in order for them to ask that question. So your question is relevant, and it's relevant because you are the one that has it. You are the one that has the question, and when others talk down on your question, now your question gets forgotten about. Now your question is not as important as it should be. Why? Because the environment, the answers that we wasn't looking for is being brought and displayed for us. So how do you handle the criticism? How do you handle when you don't have the right answers or questions to ask? You keep doing it. You keep asking questions. You keep putting yourself out there in a way that's going to help you even more. You have to be okay with seeking the knowledge, seeking the information, and seeking something that's going to benefit you later on in life. See, life is only rewarded to those that go and get it. Life is only rewarded to those that go and get it. And by going to get it, by those that are willing to ask the questions and market themselves. For those that's willing to put themselves out there and market themselves. For those to have more awareness to market themselves. So when you, even though you have a secret ingredient, the ingredient does nothing if you do not act on it. If you do not act on it, I remember I started cooking. When I started cooking, I called my mama for advice. Hey, mama, I'm cooking this chicken. How do you like season it so it can be flavorful? First, you need to clean it. You need to clean it. Then when you clean it, you need to make sure you need to season it. And when you season it, make sure you put enough season. Not just a little bit of season, enough season, and then shake it up. Then after you get done season it, put it on the stove. As simple as that sounds, it's not that simple, because I actually have to do it now. I called seeking for the ingredients. I called seeking for the help. I called seeking for the advice. And if I don't do nothing with the advice that I just received, I'm going to be hungry because I didn't cook the chicken. I didn't cook the chicken. See, my mama, she was more of a, if I learn something, I'm going to do it. And when I was able to start asking questions and be more open and some would say nosy, but I would say inquisitive, because I'm very curious, I started to ask a lot of questions. I started to ask a lot of questions to a lot of different people. I started to ask a lot of questions to a lot of different people many different days. Why is this important? You only grow when you understand and recognize the phase that you are at for yourself. You only develop when you get around others that's more experienced and start asking them, hey, when you was here, when you didn't know what you knew, what you already know, what you've been through, what would you do if you was in my situation again? For those who have experienced what one is currently going through, that's where you find your answers. That's where you find the knowledge that you are looking for, because you are gaining a better understanding of it. You're gaining a better understanding of it because you are open to it. You are open to it. The secret ingredient is only a secret if it's not applied. The secret ingredient doesn't really matter unless the marketing is acted on, or you're putting yourself out there every day. Every single day. Woo, woo. Why? Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it? If you don't do it, if you don't put yourself out there, who's going to put you out there? Who's going to show you that you're doing the right thing? And at the time when I was in the Marine Corps, we was in COVID in Arlington, and I saw that. How did I know what I saw would be the best for me? Because I started asking questions. I started being more curious. I started identify and recognize that if he can do it, I wonder if I can do it as well. I wonder how much money I would need to actually start a clothing brand. I wonder how many shirts I need to actually get. I wonder if I can do it here. I wonder if I can send and get mail here. So now the questions that I'm asking the expert, I'm now asking myself to develop critical skills, thinking skills, and knowledge and analytical skills, and start mapping things around me and start mapping different ways around me. Because now you went to a company. What's the company? Where do you get your shirts made? How long does it take? So I called them and asked, hey, I'm thinking about doing some shirts. Like, I don't know the process behind it. Is there a way where you can walk me through it? They was like, yeah, sure. Sure. All you have to do is just go to the website. And once you go to the website, go to the double arrows or the triple arrows. Once you go to the triple arrows, click that, then go down to buy t-shirts. Then once you go click buy t-shirts, it's going to take you to a customization website or a page. And then once you go there, now you create your shirt. And once you create your shirt, now you purchase your shirt. I said, huh, is that easy? Is it that easy? Are you sure? Yeah. Do you have any other questions? I don't think so. So I did that. I did the same exact thing that they told me to do. Go to the triple lines in right top corner. Click that. Open it up. Go to create t-shirts. Go to create t-shirts. And once you go to create t-shirts, hit customize t-shirt. Then once you hit customize t-shirt, create your design. And once you create your design, place how many amount of shirts that you would like to order for yourself. And then once you place the order for yourself, it's going to be 5 to 10 days. Once you place the order, it's going to be 5 to 10 days. You will get an email notification saying, hey, your order has been placed. Hey, your order has been worked on. Hey, your order is delivered. So that way you can be consistent communication with you. Why does that matter? Why did I just run through that? Because when you're marketing, you have and becoming analytical, critical behind everything that you're doing. Because now that someone has told me to do it, it's up to me to do the something that someone has told me to do. Why does that matter? Because the day I did it, it came a lot sooner than I expected. And I don't even know if sooner is even the word. It came a lot faster than I expected. Because it told me 5 to 10 days, but it came within like 7. And once it came within like 7, I'm like, ooh, this different. This different. It came within 7 days. What's going on, respect? I like that, respect. Name is, hold on, I'm trying to, there we go. When you are marketing, you have to know, you have to start with answers that you have received from other individuals and start trying it, start testing it, start understanding it. Like, hey, they said do it this way. Okay, I did it this way, but I'm not seeing what I'm looking for. Okay, then you go back to the source. What am I looking for? What do I need to be looking for when I purchase the shirt, when I customize the shirt? Like, I'm not sure what to look for. When you ask questions, you get responses that can help you along your journey, that can help you in your phase that you're stuck in. Because even though you're stuck, doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. You just have to keep asking to gain the knowledge to be more aware of what you're doing. And so when I purchased the shirts, when I customized the shirts and purchased the shirts and the shirts came to me, then I opened it up. Now, how do I go from the box and start selling them? How do I sell these shirts? Who do I need to sell them to? So there's a plan on top of a plan on top of a plan on top of a plan when it comes to marketing. Why? Because you have to start with the with where you are at in order to get and grow where you would like to go. You have to do multiple different things in different types of orders. Why does that matter? Because marketing has to be planned out in many different orders, many different ways, because you have to get awareness. Okay, where do I need to go for awareness? Okay, I need to go to social media. Okay, what do I need to be posting on social media? Oh, now I need to post videos about personal development, marketing, and business. Oh, okay, so how long do I need to post? Or how often do I need to post? Oh, I gotta find a schedule for that. There's so many different things that go on with it. Oh, I'm not done. Okay, so now that I'm posting and being consistent, how do I make money from this? How do I gain more customers or have more awareness? How? In marketing, your answers are getting discovered by every how you discover for yourself. Can I ask a question about education purpose? You sure can. You absolutely can. Ask the question in the comments. With marketing, there's a plan on top of a plan on top of a plan on top of a plan. Like, the planning never ends. The planning never ends. And when I saw the first in-person live podcast, it really gave me a sense of belief that I can do it as well. Seeing is believing, because I have to believe that I can do what I just saw. I have to believe that, because as I'm believing that, I have to understand that I have to create and recognize what the plan is, what the goal is. Respect. Yeah, you can go ahead and ask the question. And really understand that marketing, it's the stepping stone to planning for the next. to plan ahead and to have some goal in mind, or to have some way ahead, and recognize that the secret ingredient to marketing is to always ask questions. Even though you might have a plan, even though there's a plan to follow, even though you have steps to go by, that doesn't mean that you are going to identify and recognize everything that you would like to do. Why is that important? Why does that matter? In business, in order to get more customers, in order to make more money, in order to have more awareness, there has to be a plan on how to get the customers. Who you're going to speak to, what is the marketing plan, how are you going to speak to them, the customers, the audience, And how and what will be the next step and phase. So the plan on top of plan on top of plan in business is understanding that awareness is just is only one step of marketing. Having attention is only one level of it. And it's what you do with the attention that matters the most in marketing, because when you're marketing, you identify what the secret ingredient is, and that's asking questions. Because the plan doesn't go as follows. When I was in the Marine Corps, they used to always say, embrace the suck. Which means embrace the tough times, embrace the uncertainty, embrace what you do not know, because it's going to come to a moment where you don't fully understand what you're doing. And that is okay. I remember I did this training while I was in the Marine Corps. First off, it was like a hike of 15 miles. If I'm not tripping, it was like 11 to 15. It was a lot. It was long. And we had to walk. with this exercise. So not only did we have to walk, we had like a 50-pound weight on our back. So, and we had our rifle. A rifle is the military gun that we was using. So not only did we have to walk a long distance, we had to walk with a weight on our back, and we had to walk with something in our hands. So not only was it challenging itself, it was frustrating because we had to do it. We had to embrace the difficulty because it made us push through over time. It showed us that we can push through over time. Sir, I'm from India. Oh, man, respect, man. I appreciate it. And I want to study Master's in Aerospace Engineer. There, which university you prefer? I think you say, is there a university I prefer? Is that what you mean? Is there a university I prefer? Great question. Aerospace engineering. I'm not sure. I'm about to look on Google for you. Respect. I appreciate the question. That's a question out of my element, but I'm going to go to Google and look it up for you. Let me see. I'm going to go to Google and type it in for you so you can see it. Let me know in the comments if you can see it, respect. Let me know in the comment. Hello. Where did it go? Hello, I'm trying to type it. Oh, there we go. Hello, respect. I'm trying to type it right now. Aerospace engineer. I don't know. Design, construction, testing. I'm not sure. But type this. Oh, wait. College 2A10. 2A10 near me. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to type in I'm going to type in the search thing that I just put in, and then just copy and paste this to Google, and then it should populate or load some colleges by you. Oh, we can see it depends on where you're located. Yeah, so marketing is recognizing that you are putting yourself out there. The fact that I respect you because first your name is respect, okay? I respect you for the question. Like I mentioned before, there's no such thing as a dumb question. If the question doesn't align with what I'm talking about, I don't have to know all the answers. I could just say, I don't know that the answer to that. I can give you the resource, which I just gave him the Google response. Furthermore, never be afraid to ask a question to someone that you're looking to learn more or gain an answer from. And it's so important to focus on that, because when you're marketing, you're understanding that you have to continuously ask questions. You have to be okay with asking questions. And sometimes in life, we have to get told, like, I understand what that question is, but that question doesn't relate right now. Great question. Not saying that this is the case or scenario. What I am saying is that the secret ingredient is asking questions. In order to get better at asking questions, you have to do it more often. You have to do it more often, because when you do it more often, now you are marketing for yourself. Now you are putting yourself out there and gaining more awareness in a way that can help you not only find and locate answers that are around you, but learn why they are around you, but identify how they can help you, and really focus on understanding that marketing is something that you can grow from, that you can grow into. When you are communicating and putting yourself out there, you putting yourself out there is helping you discover your answers. See, that's what happened. He, Respect, that's his name, that's his handle, he put himself out there. What is he doing? Another way of marketing. That's another form of marketing. The secret ingredient is asking questions. You have to be okay with asking questions. And then the more you ask questions, you start to ask questions with the topic that's related or a goal that you're looking for. I don't know all the answers. I'm not afraid to say I don't know all the answers. I learned this from when I gave a pitch presentation a couple weeks ago. And when I gave the presentation, it was about social media marketing. It was about how, like, I can help you grow more awareness, have more sales, and have more customers. It was more of me pitching, like, what I do. And so towards the end of the presentation, I wanted to focus on advertising. But notice I said social media management. I just said social media. So what I didn't know at the time was that social media and social media advertising means nothing to nobody. Because it's completely different, yet people just think about social media. And so what the lesson was that every time someone asked, hey, do you manage social media? I said yes. Someone said, do you create flyers? I said yes. Someone said, do you create posts and manage my social media? Same thing as social media management. I said yes. All the questions that they asked me, I said yes to. And towards the end of it, I didn't say no to nothing. And so after I got done, I went to my I believe mentors with actions on. They mentioned, Terrell, great job. You did a phenomenal job. But you didn't say no to nothing. I'm like, huh? Aren't you supposed to say yeah? Isn't that the goal, like, to say yeah? Like, yeah, you in business for everything. Isn't that the goal? I didn't know you're not supposed to say yes to everything. You only say yes to things that you do. You only say yes to things that you are good at. You only say yes to things that you are for sure of. Why? Because it gives people, individuals, a sense of false something that you know everything. That you know everything that's going on in someone's head when you're answering everything. So I've learned how to say no more often. Right? So the secret ingredient is asking questions. Never be afraid to ask questions. Never be afraid to ask many questions. Never be afraid to ask the same questions multiple times. Why? Because you're recognizing what answers are around us, what answers are around you, and how it can help you in life. How it can help you position better. How it can help you grow. See, when you discover the answers that are around you, you have to understand that you're gaining the knowledge for yourself. When you're starting, you don't know nothing. Sorry, that's the truth. You just don't know as much as you think you would like to know. So as you're starting, you don't know as much as the next person. Okay, so as you continue to go along, you don't know as much as the next person. And when you, even though you're starting for a long time, the person that was right here, now they're starting, they don't know as much as you know. It's a cycle that goes on. It's a cycle that's repeated. You learn something new, there's someone that's always ahead of you. There's someone that's always a step of you. There's someone that's behind you. And when you're gaining knowledge, you have to understand that you're building your skills over time. And over time, you're growing more than you think. You're growing more than you expect. And you're growing in a way that you don't even think that you can grow. Why is that so important? Because it's so important because you just unlocked the secret ingredient. You're now asking questions because the questions that you're asking is helping you position your questions. It's helping you position in a way that will help you not only be better, but show you why you can be better. So when you ask questions, you're getting and building the skills a lot more faster than you could ever imagine. So if you got value for this, make sure you share this with a friend that's struggling with marketing, that want to improve their marketing. The first person you just thought of, send this live to them and say, hey, I think this would be a great live because you are in business, you are in podcasting, and you would like to market yourself even better. I feel like you should watch this video because this video can help you more than you think. This video can help you understand what marketing is just a little bit more. And make sure you subscribe. If y'all own, please hit that subscribe button. Hit that subscribe button and leave in the comments your biggest takeaway from the secret ingredient to marketing, which is asking questions. Leave your biggest takeaway in the comments, and I would love to read it. I would love to engage with you. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Mm-hmm.